Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. All the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord.
bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya!
On the rock to stay, He put a song in my soul.
Today, a song of His praise. Hallelujah! He brought me out of the miry clay. He placed my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul. Today, a song of His praise. Hallelujah. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. Song in my soul. Today, a song of His praise. Hallelujah. You ought to tell somebody. He brought me out. I'm not just telling no more. He placed my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song of His praise. Woo! Oh, He brought me out. Woo! Hey! Oh, He put a song in my soul.
Different things. We just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for that. And the first song was an apostolic praise melody by Bishop Mark Moore, sir. So it's just been a blessing with the word and the message on the song going forth, that the Lord, He can bring you out of trials, tribulations, whatever the case is, He's able to bring you out and keep you out. So praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you can find that in Psalms 122, verse 1. And praise the Lord, everybody that's on the broadcast, switchboard, chat room, Block Talk, Facebook. We just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for drawing you to this line to be fellowship with His family of saints, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. We greet you in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be chosen. We're so blessed, each and every one of us, to be chosen by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to host this anointed radio broadcast. And we thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection airs Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time Also, tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And our Saturday segment, They Overcame, with host Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns of North Carolina, and they come on at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Our call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is newdestinyministry54@yahoo.com. We always enjoy hearing from you. Email us or call in and join the live broadcast and give us your praise report and or any prayer requests that you choose for us to broadcast over the air. If you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, please visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries or visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We appreciate and are very thankful for the tremendous support of the godly men and women of God that willingly share the anointed and powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast. We just say we thank them that the Lord sent them over here with a rhema word, and we're just excited. Continue to pray God's will for this ministry. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. Evangelist Bernard? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. We just thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to give God some praise. Amen, amen. We're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. Amen, amen. So glad to see the woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. So thankful for her being a part. Thankful for her faithfulness. Thank you for just having an ear to want to hear and having a mind to be in fellowship with the saints of God. So we just thank God for you today, woman of God. So we're going to ask you to open up with the word of prayer.
Bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for your keeping in power, God. We thank you for your restoring power, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your deliverance power, God. We thank you for your mighty power, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for being El Shalom, God. We thank you for being a mighty, mighty God to us, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for lying us down last night, God. We thank you for the activities of our limb, God. We thank you for the article of our speech, God. We thank you, God, for making ways out of no way for us, God. We thank you for so many things, God. Oh, God, I come to you right now, God. Ask that you forgive me for every sin, God. Let nothing stand in the way of this prayer being answered, God. Oh, God, we ask right now that you touch families on today, God. We ask that you heal families, God. Restore families, God, on today, God. Bring families back together today, God. Not just on Christmas, not just on Thanksgiving, God, but restore them, God, permanently, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every hindering spirit, every downtrodden spirit in families, every spirit that wants to hold on to the past and hold grudges. So we come against the division spirit in families. We come tearing down every stronghold in the families in the name of Jesus. We speak life upon families. We speak respiration upon families on today. We speak peace in families in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now, God, that you touch every minister aimed by you, God. starting with this broadcast, God. We ask that you touch, God, the leader, God. We ask that you keep these broadcasts going forth, God, financially and spiritually, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to send your rhema word, God, that you continue filling the leaders, God. In the name of Jesus, continue giving them hope, God. Continue giving them joy, God. Continue giving them peace, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you blow on this ministry, God. Blow on it, God, like never before, God. I ask that you lift up the leader, God. Touch Pastor Bernard right now, God. If there's anything ill in her body, heal. If she needs restoring, restore. If she needs delivered, deliver. Whatever she stands in need of, if she stands in need of an increase, a blessing, God, financially, you do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause men and women to give unto her like never before, God. I'm asking, God, that you continue to keep her family, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch her sister right now. We ask that you touch her, God. Oh, God, go into the prison right now.
Oh God,
I ask you to speak to her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping her, God. Only you could keep her, God. And we ask that you continue to keep her, because you said two or more touching agreeing in your name. Well, we come in the name of Jesus, not our name, but your name, that great name, Jesus. Where every demon has to flee at the sight of your name, where every tongue has to confess, and every knee has to bow. So we're calling on you, Jesus, to move. Touch Danielle right now, God. Fill her with your presence, God. Fill her with your anointing, God. And we thank you, God, for the release, God. We thank you that you're flipping papers around, that you're turning situations around even now. We thank you that you're touching judges' hearts. We thank you that you're touching the prosecutor's heart in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We ask you that you continue to go into the prison. Touch her son, God, in the prison, God. Oh, God, continue to keep him, God. Continue to fill him, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you deliver, God, that you move, God. We ask, and God, you turn things around there, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We ask that you move in all prisons, God. We ask, God, somebody needs you today in a prison, God. Oh, God, speak a word, God, that'll encourage their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now that you go into the prisons, God. Somebody want to give up, but give them hope beyond hope, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody don't think they can make it, God, but lift their head, the downtrodden head, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask them, that you move, only that you can move, God. We need a miracle, God. We need a sign by you, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Erling Cummins, God. Oh, we have prayed the prayer, and we believe, God. But we asking, God, that you do it now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us victory over the enemy in that situation, God. In the name of Jesus, God, speak to her spirit on today, God. Lift her spirit, God. Catch, God. We speak in the name of Jesus that the enemy has to back up in the name of Jesus. God, and you move in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for a quick healing, God. We thank you, God, for restoration in her body, restoring in her body. We thank you that she will do the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray you right now, and we give you honor. Oh, God, we give you praise today. Have your divine way. Move the way you see fit, God, in the name of Jesus. As we come forth with the testimonies, let it be encouragement to somebody, God. As we heard the testimonies on yesterday, God, let it take us to another place in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And you get the glory out of this ministry. Get the glory, God. Hey, Baba Sunda, and we thank you, we praise you. Look down upon the sick and the shedding on today, the homeless on today. God, touch somebody that needs a home today. Touch somebody that needs a meal today, God, spiritually and naturally, God. Hey, we give you the praise and honor for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember each and every leader on this line and each and every speaker on this line and each and every caller, and we thank you and praise you. God, you know what they stand in need of before we even ask. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God. Amen. I meant to throw in there a young lady that I know has been missing since Sunday, so we want you to remember that young lady. She has a little foster kid. I think the kid is no more than maybe about a year old, been missing since Sunday. So remember that family. Her name is Nellie Hyder. Amen. So we ask in the saints to remember that God would shield and protect them and let God's blood cover them wherever they are, that they would return home safely, she and that baby. Amen, amen. So we just thank God, hallelujah, things are happening everywhere in our land, amen. And we, if there ever was a time for us to be conscious, it's now. If there ever was a time for us to be awoke, it is now, amen. The Bible says we should watch as well as pray, amen. So it's time to open up our eyes, saints of God. It's time to be alert. It's time to stand guard. Amen. Amen. The Bible says if the watchman sleeping, then, you know, the enemy can come in and the whole city. So we have to be on our post. We have to be watchful. We have to pray, but we have to also watch. Many times we're talking about prayer, pray, but we're not watching. We're not observing. We're not aware of what's around us. Amen. The enemy comes in many shapes and forms, and you have to be able to recognize when they come in. You know, the enemy has gone out to deceive. Amen. So there is a deception, the deceptive spirit in the land today. You know, men, the Bible said men would be lovers of themselves, and that's what you're seeing. You don't see folks holding up the bloodstained banner. They have a banner of their own, and it's all about them. Amen. But as I was sitting here preparing to come on this broadcast, my mind went to the book of Acts. Amen. And as I began to just think about that, a thought came to my mind, and it was, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You know, Paul said he's not ashamed of this good news about Christ. In Romans 1 and 16, he said, for I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. Amen. Amen. We can't be ashamed of this gospel. Amen. God said if we are ashamed of him, then he will be ashamed of us. Amen. So we have to take this thing seriously. And I want to quote this scripture in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. And as I begin to just reflect upon what God has been doing in our lives and in the saints of God's lives this past year. I can go back to last year in January. We began to do a series, amen, about the book, the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts. And I remember as the Lord put it in my spirit to begin this teaching on the book of Acts. You know, some was trying to push us to do several chapters, but I heard the voice of the Lord say, I want every chapter, I want a chapter every day to be taught on, amen, to be talked about, amen. And we had several speakers to come on during that series, and I'm looking at the a stat sheet now, and that that series started in January the 21st, and we went all the way through. Hallelujah. We're just doing some reflection today, amen, and then we're going to open up the lines, and we see some of you all were on yesterday that had an opportunity to give your testimonies, and you may still have something that you would like to share with the saints today. So that particular series, the Acts of the Apostles, went all the way until March the 6th. Amen. And as we begin to expound upon the Acts of the Apostles, we have to remember that that's where the church began. That's where the church was able to get instructions from the Lord. Amen. We know in the first chapter of the book of Acts, the apostle began to write about the day that the Holy Ghost fell. But before, when you go to the first chapter in that particular book, you will see, amen, that in verse, in the first chapter, oh God, let me go on over here to Acts, amen. This is not something I had on my agenda today, but I feel the moving of the Holy Ghost right now as I speak. As we go to Acts chapter 1, amen, that's when the promise was made. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, let's turn to that right quickly. Amen. And let's start at verse 4. We're not going to expound too much. We're going to continue on with the testimonies. It said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart, amen, from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Verse 5 said, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But he was giving them assurance. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. And I find today that we are operating and we are professing to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, and we have not been endued. We do not have power. You can't be a witness of Jesus Christ without being endued with power. Amen. You just can't go into a city and begin to declare and decree and you don't have no power. You have to have power. The Bible says after the Holy Ghost come, you shall, that's what it says in verse 8, but ye shall receive power. Now, how are you going to operate? How are you going to possess power without the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. And then after that, as we continue on, let's go on into, glory to God, let's go on into the second chapter in the book of Acts. Because I'm telling you, people of God, people are preaching and teaching the word of God, and they don't have any power. They haven't been authorized. They haven't been deputized to preach this gospel. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you know, you hear folks sometimes teaching and preaching, and they sound real good because they've been to seminary and they have been taught some things. But you can't teach this power. You have to be given this power. He said, after the Holy Ghost comes, ye shall receive power. Then you become a witness. Then you are deputized. Then you are authorized to cast out demons. After you have received power, how you going to cast out a demon without any power? Ooh, you'll find yourself in a terrible state. And guess what? Those demons you're trying to cast out, they'll take you over because you don't have no power. And that's what we're experiencing in the land. We're experiencing people operating without the power. Oh, God, help us today. Help us today. And let's go to chapter 2 right quick. Hallelujah. We're still doing, this is a time of reflection. We're reflecting upon God's goodness. We're reflecting upon what God has done for us. Not what we ourselves have done, but what have God done? Amen. After you have received power, hallelujah, the Bible says after you have been strengthened, then you are to strengthen your brother. Amen. But if you don't have no power, hallelujah, you can't strengthen anybody. Amen. You'll be like the blind leading the blind. We all fall into a ditch. Ah, hallelujah. In verse and chapter 2 say, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What are you saying? They were already sanctioned. They were already authorized by the Holy Ghost to wait. Jesus told them to wait. He said, tarry in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He said, wait on the promise. We don't want to wait today. We want things dropped into our lap. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to go through. We don't want to fast. We're on a 21-day fast. What are we fasting for? We're not fasting to live the same way that we were living before we embarked upon this fast. We're fasting for strength. We're fasting for direction. We're fasting for guidance. We're fasting to crucify this flesh. Hallelujah. We don't want to come in here the same way we came in. We want to, after this fast, we want to have some power. We want to be able to rededicate our lives back to God. Amen. We want God to cleanse us. We want him to purify our hearts. Hallelujah. But we have to have some power. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Somebody say one accord in one place. That's what God is calling for today. He's calling for unity in the body. Hallelujah. There's no unity in the body. How are we going to impact lives? How are we going to affect change? Glory to God. He said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, the Holy Ghost. And it set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, not the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Ghost. My Bible, I'm reading from King James, said it weren't filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. We had a series once talking about the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Now we want to say the Holy Spirit. Amen. Even if you have the Holy Spirit, there should be some signs following you. Hallelujah. You should, if what the Bible said, you were going to speak in new tongues. Let's read this, because y'all think I'm just talking. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What is the evidence? Where is the proof? Where is the evidence that you have it? Well, my Bible tell me they shall speak with new tongues. You have to have a new tongue. That's how you know you have it. And we heard a liberal Democrat testify on yesterday. He said he began to speak in new tongues as he went down and got baptized. Amen. He said he rose and he started speaking in tongues, a new tongue. That's how you know you have power. Amen. Some people want to exercise power and authority, and they don't have, they never spoke in tongues. They say, oh, well, I have the Holy Spirit. Well, did you ever hear yourself speak?
liberal Democrat said on yesterday. He told them, hey, I need something to go back home because I'm about to get beat down. Hallelujah. And they told him, said, well, we can't tell you what you have. You don't have to tell nobody. When the Holy Ghost come, hey, glory, you'll know it. You will know it. Nobody have to tell you you got it. You'll know it. Lord, why are you leaving me here today? I wasn't prepared to do this, but hallelujah, it's the Lord's will. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded. They couldn't believe because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue, in his own language, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to one another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome and Jews and proselytes, Greeks and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meanest thou? They wanted to know what has happened here. Hallelujah. And others mocked and said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, hallelujah, the Bible, Jesus told Peter, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Amen, amen. Now let's drop down. Oh, glory to God. Let's go on over here because we need power, people. We need power. Hallelujah. Let's go now and drop down to verse 36. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord, hallelujah, and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? How, after you have heard the word spoken, I'm asking a question today. Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? We need this Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. We need a new life. We need a new mind. We need a rebirth. Hallelujah. We need to be born again. Amen. Don't be like Nicodemus. He asked the question, shall a man go back into his mother's womb? No! Jesus wasn't talking about that. He was talking about being born again. He was talking about being filled with his Spirit, being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Lord, I bless you. I don't know why you took me here today, but I'm going to finish. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And again, they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles. It wasn't just Peter. The rest of the apostles was there. And they asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall, hallelujah, after you've done that, Peter said, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And verse 38:9 says, for the promise, that same promise over in chapter 1 in verse 8, it said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. And with many other words did they testify and exhort. We're talking about testifying and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received, the word, they were baptized. And the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. See, we don't add to the church. God said, I added to the church such as shall be saved. Hallelujah. Said 3,000 souls were added unto the church. And they continue, these men, these brethren, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. If you're not in the apostles' doctrine, you're in the wrong doctrine. The church was built upon Ephesians 2:20 say, and we are built upon the foundation of turn now. Ah, because y'all think I'm just talking today. I didn't ask the Lord for this. We're going on with testimony. But the Lord said somebody needs to hear this today. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 20 say, and are built. What are you talking about? We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Somebody said, there ain't no more apostles. Paul said, I've seen him last. But I'm here to tell you the fivefold ministry is still working. Hallelujah. But you better know them that labor among you. It says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about these new age modern apostles. I'm talking about the apostles that Jesus chose. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus' apostles. There are some apostles and prophets in the land. But how are you an apostle and you ain't overseeing nobody? Hallelujah. These apostles was assigned to oversee the saints. They were assigned to oversee the ministry. Hallelujah. These weren't no false prophets or false apostles. Jesus chose them. Hallelujah. And he said, one of you are a devil. And we all know that Judas was the devil. But when they cast lots, the lot fell upon Matthias. And he took the position that Judas should have had. Hallelujah. I'm sick of this. You don't know Messiah. I didn't ask the Lord for this. I said, Lord, we're going to testify. I don't know who's going to be on the line today. Because you know what? Men are lovers of pleasure. We getting ready to throw down to our Christmas party and our New Year celebration. We getting our liquor. We getting our dresses together. And we going on the dance floor. Well, God, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be on my knees calling on Jesus. I'm going to be on my knees thanking him. I'm going to be on my knees praising him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, for his grace. Hallelujah. For his tender loving mercies toward me. For his grace toward me. God's grace and mercy have carried me this year. God's grace and mercy keep this line open. Over 66,000. Listen, God added them. I didn't do it. I have some of them I've never seen in my life. Only heard their voice. Hallelujah. Because when you're sold out for Christ, all you're doing is listening to his voice. Hey, he said, know them. He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. Oh, glory to God. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. But if you're not in the apostles' doctrine, I beseech you today, brethren, I beseech you to go back to the old landmark. I beseech you to seek God. Hallelujah. Seek God while he may be found. Seek the Lord, Isaiah 55:6. Hallelujah. He says, seek me while I may be found. Draw near to me while I'm near. Call upon me while I'm near. There's going to come a time when we're going to call on the Lord and he won't be there. He said, in the day of your adversity, he said, I'll mock you. What you mean you're going to mock me? When you say, Lord, Lord, help me, you're going to hear an echo saying, Lord, Lord, help me. And God won't be there to help you. Hallelujah, because we won't walk upright. Hey, God, we got our own minds. Hallelujah, we won't beat up on folks. Hallelujah, we won't walk around with this self-righteous attitude. Amen. Hey, if it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. Hallelujah. But I sold out, and that's what you have to do. You have to surrender all. Give it all to Jesus. He said, he that thirst and hunger after righteousness, he shall be filled. Hallelujah. Let me stop. That's what the Lord gave. I didn't ask the Lord for nothing today. But as I was sitting here going through this log, hallelujah, looking at all of these beautiful messages that the Lord has given us to give to you, to the saints of God. Time is winding down. He said, no man know the hour, but be ye ready. We got to prepare to get out of here. We didn't come here to stay. We didn't come here to be in our glass houses. We didn't come here to be comfortable. We came, we here to be disturbed. We here to be rattled and shaken. If you're not doing nothing for the Lord, this is your day. This is your day to give it to him. Say, Lord, I need you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't have no power, I'm here to tell you, you need power. You need power to cast out demons. You need power to tread upon serpents. You need power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You need power. Hallelujah. Who's on the line, Sister Ruby? I want somebody else to continue on where I left off. Hey, glory to God. Prophetess Darlene. Hey, y'all can get on in here. Hallelujah. We
get on. Oh, God, I thank you for the word. When today it was the word for everybody that was listening. Everybody. You said you don't know who it's for. It's for everybody. It's time for us to start playing. Time for us to start praying even more. Not just for our families, for ourselves, but people are dying. I thought about the pastors that you talked about yesterday. And I said, God, we got to get on post. We got to get really seeking you. And some of us need a refreshing, a refilling of the Holy Ghost. What we had 20 years ago won't do it for today. Hallelujah. God want us in our Shanda. He want us all. You done stirred me up. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. We're talking about thanking God on today. I thank God for you. I thank God for this ministry. And it was the word on today for such a time as this, because we're doing things our way. We're doing what we want to do, some of us. And we're thinking like we want to think, and we're saying, God, you're unfair and this and that, and complaining and griping. And we have so much. And God wants us to begin to share, to give, and to begin to pray and pour out and begin to fast and pray. And you said the coming year we got to fast and pray even more. You want cue, you want target with the Holy Ghost. And we won't make it if we don't fast. We won't make it if we don't pray. Don't you see the people dying? I got so many reports yesterday of bad reports on my prayer line. People are dying. Things are going on all over the nation. It's time for us to come together as a whole. It's time for us to get the more power of God. So I thank you, for the word on today. Keep preaching. Keep teaching the word. I thank God for the power that he invested in you, and he's going to invest even more power in you. I thank God you destroyed some yokes today. You killed some things today. Hallelujah, with the God's power. So I thank him for the word on today. Continue to follow him. Continue to walk in his will. And I believe you might not know why you're saying what you're saying, but you just shook up some things and shook up some people. Some people were religion spirits. Some things happened today. Some things were broken today. Some people realized today that they have to get a refilling of the Holy Ghost. That they have to go back to the old landmark where they prayed and fasted and seek God, where they didn't worry about the situation. God has brought us through. He's going to continue to bring us to, saints. He's going to continue to bring us to. But love upon him and pray and seek his face like never before. This is not the time to play. This is not the time to be at the will of God. This is the time to seek him. This is the time to go forth in him. Get the power of God like never before. So I thank God out of our seat for the power of God living in you. Continue to go forth, great woman of God. God bless you.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah, go forth. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We got power inside of us. Amen. And we need to be reminded of what we have on the inside. The woman of God is telling us, amen. God don't just save you and give you power, amen, for you to do nothing. The Bible talks about the book of Acts. That means they was doing something, amen to God. Amen. Some healing was going on, amen to God. The Bible said they had all things in common. They were praying and whatnot. So that now that we got these gifts, God wants us to start using these gifts instead of keep asking, Lord, give me. God gave them to you. Because the Bible says, amen to God, after amen to God, you shall receive the Holy Ghost that come upon you. You shall receive power. So amen to God, we have this power inside of us. So now God going to say, if you keep asking me for what I already gave you, I'm going to shake you up. I'm going to put you in some situations, and you're going to find out what I gave you and whatnot. And I was just reading the book of by Greg Rochelle, the Christian atheist and whatnot. And he's talking about forgiveness. A lot of us don't remember or don't think we have the power of forgiveness inside of us and whatnot. But we have that because now that we got the Holy Ghost, he said, amen to God, that his sister had got raped. And whatnot, he was saved and whatnot, and he wanted to do the Christian thing and forgive that person when they got arrested and whatnot, and they found the person, and he was like, amen to God, Lord, I'm a Christian, but I don't think I'm strong enough to forgive somebody who did that to my sister. She was only in the sixth grade, he said, and this person just took advantage of them. And he said, Lord, and you know, I know I'm saved and whatnot, but he said, Lord, but I can't forgive. I don't have the power to forgive and whatnot. And then sometimes God allows things to happen to remind us, amen of God, about the power we have, because all things work together for the good, the Bible says. And I was listening to that story. And then he said, amen to God, it was hard for him. He said, you know, the Bible kept telling him, amen to God, if you want me to forgive you with no strings attached, you're going to have to forgive folk with no strings attached. And he said, Lord, I don't have the power to do that. Now, the Bible said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. Hallelujah, amen to God. So and the book was talking about how, hey, amen, we say we believe in God, but we live in like he don't exist. So whatnot, we become Christian atheists and don't even know it. He said, you know, I was professing Jesus, but I wasn't using the power that he gave me and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he said, he went on and he said, Lord, I would try to pray for that person, but I just couldn't get it in me. So I just kept seeing the pictures of what he did to my sister, and I just couldn't. I just got angrier and angrier and angrier, and that stuff was rooted. And he said, the power of God is stronger than anything that ever happened to you. And whatnot. He said, now we just got to remind ourselves of that. And sometimes when stuff happens to us, it's for the glory of God and whatnot. He said, I prayed. He said, you know what? I prayed and whatnot. And I stopped praying for that person. And at first when I did it, he said, I didn't really mean it, but I was just doing it because the Bible said, I got to, you know, like how we say, I got to love you. He said, I was doing it because I got to, if I want to get into heaven, I got to forgive this person. So he would get on his knees, and then he started saying, Lord, forgive that person. And he didn't really feel it like he wanted to, but he began to profess it. And he said he kept doing it and kept doing it. And then a woman of God just said earlier about the children of Israel, they went to that place in the book of Acts, to Jerusalem, and they tarried there until the Holy Ghost came.
All right.
He said, I kept praying for that person until one day I really meant what I was saying. He said, sometimes you got to just speak stuff and whatnot until it becomes reality and whatnot. And then that thing inside of you will stir up and whatnot. And that power inside of you, and a lot of us thinking, I can't forgive that person because, you know, they did this to me, or I can't forgive that person. But if you walking around here professing to be saved and sanctified, hallelujah, and you walking around here saying that, amen to God, I got power and whatnot, amen, don't you know, amen to God, that the Bible says I can do all things through Christ Jesus, right? And so, and a testimony went on. He kept praying for that person he hated. He kept praying for that person who did that evil to his family. He kept praying for him. And he got down and he said, Lord, I don't even feel it, but I'm praying because I have to pray for him. He said, Lord, I'm praying because I got, you know. And then after a while, he said he started meaning it, because he started saying, Lord started changing his heart because of his words. And his words and whatnot, he said, kept changing my heart and stuff like that. And then after a while, the person had got a disease and whatnot while he was in prison and whatnot. And it was a degenerative disease wherein he was definitely going to die. And at first he said, you know, that's what he gets. Hallelujah, you know. And he said, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to glory in people's hurt like that. And whatnot, even after what he did to my sister, he said, and this is where the power of God comes in, and when you love God's people. And he was going through that situation, and he said that, he said it reminded him of two monks. Now, monks is not supposed to touch women at all. But this one lady, you know, she had to get across some water, and she wasn't dressed appropriately, and she didn't want to mess up her stuff. So one monk said, well, you know, we ain't supposed to touch them. So he walked right past that woman. And then the other monk picked the woman up, and he carried her over the muddy stuff, and then she said, thank you, and she went on her way. And then he caught up with the other monk, and the other monk, after walking in silence, he looked to him and said, and they'd been walking for about a mile or so, and he said, why did you pick that woman up? And then he said to the man, I put that woman down about 2 miles ago, and you still carrying her in your mind. I've been put her down. It only took me 2 seconds to pick her up and put her down. And that was 2 miles back. And now that I caught up with you, you're still carrying that in your mind. And he said, and that's just how we do. When God done put it down a long time ago, we still carrying stuff. And we have the ability to put it down. Like, he picked the woman up. He could have kept carrying her, but he just put her down. And God is telling us, amen to God, that with this power of God that we have inside of us, we have the ability to carry stuff, and we have the ability to put it down. It's not no supernatural thing. Lord, you do this. God said, amen, I've given you power now. Amen to God. So you don't have to pray, Lord, do this, do this. You got the power and the ability. You got the choice, because forgiveness is a choice. You have the power, just like that monk and whatnot, when he put that woman, he picked her up for a little while, then he put her down. And his friend was griping about it months later and whatnot, weeks later, miles later. And he said, man, I put her down years ago, months ago, miles ago, and you still talking about it. And see, and this is what we have to do with that power, because the woman of God said, we got all this stuff going on, but we ain't got no power, amen, because we holding on to other stuff and whatnot. Now, if you let that stuff go, if your hand ain't balled up and if your hand is open and you're not holding all that anger, you're not holding all that unforgiveness, then the power can be released. Then, amen to God, the gifts can be released in the organization. But the Bible said it starts at the home and stuff like that. So I was just reading that. I just wanted to share that because I thought that was just so wonderful about power and whatnot, that how we have the ability to carry stuff, and we have the ability to put stuff down. We have the ability, amen to God, to just, amen, to forgive. And even if you don't feel it and whatnot, just tarry. But when the God said just tarry, they waited and waited until the day of Pentecost was fully come. And so, amen to God, you might not be forgiving a person yet today, but as a Christian and whatnot, the Bible talks about forgive your enemies. Love them that do this to you. The woman of God was talking about the Beatitudes the other day and whatnot, and stuff like that. When people do stuff against you, despitefully use you and do all this against you, as a practicing Christian, we have the ability and the power to forgive and whatnot. So we're not supposed to carry that stuff when they do stuff like that to us. So, amen to God. So even as an exercise, say, Lord, yeah, amen, I can't stand them, folks. They done did this to me, and they hurt me. But I'm going to just forgive them, even if you don't feel it yet. Like, just keep professing the forgiveness. And then one day, you're going to feel it. And then the story ended when he wrote a letter to the man in the prison and whatnot and said, I forgive you for raping my sister. He said, I forgive you for it and whatnot. And he said, and I'm praying for your soul, because if God can forgive me for stuff that I did, I can forgive you. But by that time, the man's disease done got so bad, he couldn't read the letter, so he asked the nurse to read the letter to him. And he began to cry and whatnot, and he wrote a little prayer in there for the man to say, and so the nurse read the prayer to him and whatnot. And by the time, you know, he went to the hospital, the man had passed and whatnot. He said, but before he died and whatnot, you know, he accepted the Lord in his life and whatnot. After the nurse was reading that letter to him, he had the nurse recite that prayer and whatnot. So you never know and whatnot, the stuff, the people that come into your life that do crazy stuff to you and whatnot, you might be the one, your paths might have been drawn together for you to draw them to Christ and whatnot. And that's something about the power of God and whatnot, because it only the power of God can do that. That somebody who do some stuff to you, I mean some bad stuff to you, I mean lie on you, cheat on you, despitefully use you, rape you, beat you up, do whatever, and you still, because it took me time to say, Lord, I forgive that person and whatnot, because I carried it like that monk carried that woman or whatever and then put her down. I was the other monk carrying it in my mind. Even after the stuff was been over, I still carried it and whatnot. He said, I've been put her down miles ago, and that happened years ago, but I still carried it, and I carried it and carried it and I carried it and whatnot, you know, until God said amen to God, if you want to be saved and whatnot, because you can go through the motions all you want, because you can memorize scripture. You can memorize church talk, how to talk church, but amen to God. But if you want to get into this thing, hallelujah! If you want to get into heaven, amen. You got to forgive. You got to be a practicing Christian, amen. Not just talking about the name, because like it's easy to say the name, But the power comes in when you got to live this thing. The power comes in when you got to say, Lord, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, I'm a born-again virgin again. The power comes in, amen to God, when someone do something to you and you don't retaliate, and you got to say, Lord, bless them anyway. Hallelujah, anyhow. That's when the power comes in. So I thank and praise God, amen to God, just for today, amen, that I can look back. When I read that story, I can say, Lord, amen, I know exactly what he's talking about that forgiveness. Amen to God. We got the power to do it, but we don't want to do it. But once we get out of that flesh and whatnot and say, I'm validated because of what they did, I got a right to be mad, I got a right to do this. Once we come out of that and whatnot and say, Lord, but I'm a Christian now. Amen, amen. I'm not a Christian atheist. Amen to God, amen to God. I'm a Christian, so I got to act like one now. I got to follow him. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And that's a hard saying and whatnot. I know it's going to take power. But if you got the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, amen to God, that anointing when you speak in tongues, amen to God, we don't even know what we're speaking about. God can be dealing with you right then and there. You don't know the angelic conversation going on between the Spirit of God, amen, that's inside of you. It knows your down sitting, and it knows everything about you and whatnot. So I just wanted to share that story and whatnot. When we talk about the power of God, when it comes to forgiveness, you can forgive. You might think you can't. But something inside of you, you walking around pregnant with the Spirit of God now, so you're not by yourself no more. Now, when you speak in tongues, that means you got the Holy Ghost inside of you and whatnot. So amen, maybe you can't do it by yourself, amen, but you begin to evoke that thing inside of you. You begin to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and start crying and start purging and stuff like that, and get all that hate out and get all that stuff out that we've been holding in, and then you watch the power of God begin to do what it do, amen. So I just think that just touched my soul when I read that, because that was personal to me about forgiveness, because for many years I didn't think I can do it. And he said, you have the ability to carry it, and you have the ability to put it down. And a lot of us walking around with some strong arms because we've been carrying some stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. So now it's time to put it down. God said, Lord, do this. God said, I gave you the power already. Amen, God. Amen. Don't ask me for this now, because I done gave it to you. I done gave you the authority. Now, if you don't use it, I'm going to put situations around you where you're going to have to use it. Amen, guys. You go stop asking me for it, and you know, because I know what I gave you. God's saying, I know what I gave you. I know what I put inside you. And the Holy Ghost ain't weak. It's powerful. Hallelujah. So God said, I'm going to put you in situations wherein that stuff, everything that I gave you that you're not using, if you don't use it on your own, I'm going to put you in situations until it's going to come out where you have to pray. Amen to God. And then he said, Lord, I don't pray. Like when Jesus knew he was about to die, the Bible told me he had a prayer night that night. The Bible said he prayed so hard that a sweat came off of him like drops of blood. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we pray.
Amen. We pray. We don't get caught up in that. But God bless you. Amen. I just got excited about reading that book. Hallelujah.
Oh, we all get excited. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to thank you for that. That was a good illustration. I tell you, we need those things, because Jesus taught with parables and gave illustrations where we would be able to understand better the word of God. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Prophet Michael Lewis. God bless you. Good to see you today. Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen, amen. I don't know if he's on mute.
Can you hear me?
We're going to move on, Prophet Lewis.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Can you come back to me?
I'm good. Can you come back to me in 2 minutes?
Okay, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We see telephone number, area code 574.
Whoa. How are you guys doing?
Bless you. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Eddie. How are you?
With whom?
You know,
who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Eddie.
Eddie? Okay,
yeah.
What area are you calling from, Eddie?
Well, I'm calling from Elkhart, Indiana. And all I got is
Indiana?
Indiana.
Amen. How did you hear about our broadcast?
Yes, I just found you guys.
Okay, well, God bless you.
Uh-huh.
Testimony?
Testimony, yeah. All I got to say is praise the Lord, amen. I really don't know really what to say on here. Wolves.
Have God done anything for you?
Well, yeah. He's helped some of my friends out, and he's made my life better.
Okay.
You know, yeah, there was a lot of drama back in my school. So, anyways, that's pretty much what has happened is that there was a lot of drama there. One person got arrested, and it was a big fight, very big. I never seen something that violent before.
Okay. Well, praise God that you weren't injured or hurt.
Yeah, I was far away from it.
That.
I was far away from this fight. One girl got arrested and for starting it, and yeah.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you aren't injured, and we thank God for you tuning in and
yeah.
listening. On our broadcast today, so God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen. I'm off right now. Amen, amen. I see Prophet Michael Lewis. I mean, Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Good, good, good. Good to see you today.
Amen, amen. It's good to be here. It's good to be on the line. It's good to have the time to tune in and touch base with God's people. I heard a bit of the broadcast. Glory to God. And the man that just got off the line, if he's still on the line, I just want to say to him that God has a circle of a hedge of protection around him. God has favor around him to keep him from hurt, harm, and danger. 1,000 shall fall by his side and 10,000 by his right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God has his hand upon your life, sir, and God has favor upon your life. God, I see favor in the area of business for you. So God has his hand of favor on your life. Glory to God.
He's dropped off. He's not online anymore.
Okay, well, God, somebody will get it to him.
Thank you,
Jesus. But I still have to speak it in the atmosphere. Glory
okay.
to God. Because once that thing is released, you know, when a thing is released, then God takes it by the wings of an angel and get it to its destination. Glory
Amen.
To God. I heard you were saying something about power when you started the broadcast.
Amen.
You were discussing power and how we need power if we're going to walk and live this Christian life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Saints of God, I just want to encourage you that what she said was absolutely correct. And when you're dealing with spiritual warfare, when you're dealing with people who don't have the Holy Spirit or are not submitted to the will of God, you have to have the greatest power that rests upon your life, and that's the power of love. Glory to God, because I'm going to tell you something. You cannot walk this Christian walk without the power of love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The power of love will teach you humility. The power of love will teach you how to walk away when you want to stay. The power of love will teach you to shut your mouth when you want to say something. The power of love, glory to God, will teach you to give them a word from God instead of a word from you.
All right.
The power of love will teach you to humble yourself and say, no, I was wrong, when they were really wrong. Glory
All
to God.
All right.
the power of love will say, well, look, what can I do to help you, even though you stabbed me in my back, even though you talked about me to my friends, even though you tried to tear me down, what can I do for you? Glory! Because, see, when you do that, then the Bible says you heap hot coals of fire on their head.
That's it.
See, and so you need the power of love to do that. You can't serve Jesus without the power of love. Because the Bible said this is how the world will know that you belong to Jesus. Not by, because see, some of them don't even believe the signs and the wonders. You don't hear me. But they will believe the love. Glory to God. So I just want to encourage somebody listening out there, cry out for the power of love, because that's what's going to take you all the way to the end, and that's what's going to cause you to stand before Jesus on that great day, to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye into my rest.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Give God the glory.
Power of love. The power of love. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We just having some testimonies today, and Lord made me to talk about power today. Amen.
Yes.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Power of his baptism. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Power of being buried in his blood. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Prophet Lewis. Amen.
Praise
Michael Lewis.
Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yeah. God bless you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just getting in from school, and I was caught in between clothes on and clothes off, so I thank and praise God. It's getting toward the end of the, well, it's not getting toward, it's the end of the school semester, and in my finals, going through finals, so I've been, you know, studying and writing up these papers and getting ready for God to bless me to get a couple of more A's for this school semester. I heard, you know, you giving testimony. I tried to get on yesterday, but I came in for a few minutes, but I had to get back to my studies. I was at the school in the library. And I just want to say I truly want to thank God because of the things that he have allowed me to experience in this 2013. You know, the loss of my baby sister in February, then losing my mom in May, then losing another sister in November. But through all that, you know, God has kept me. He has kept me with my mind, stayed on him. I remain focused on the prize that he has set in front of me, is that is to hold on to his unchanging hand. Even through the funeral, God bless for my family. I let them know that you know, December the 8th, I would have been speaking in the city of Oakland, and God bless where 15 of my family members came out. A couple of them was of a different denomination. And they were able for the first time to hear, you know, the word of God, and even with those that was of a different denomination, heard very plainly the word of God. How I'm one that I don't fight for the banner of a denomination. You know, God didn't say he was a denomination, and I stand on that. He told us to be holy. And I swear by that, be holy, for I, the Lord thy God, am holy. So, you know, one of my cousins, he's a reverend, and he's in the Baptist denomination. But I told him, you can be Baptist, you just got to be holy.
Live
you can
holy.
Be Catholic, but you got to be holy. You can even want to be a Buddhist, but you got to be holy. God is not calling on a denomination. So I thank and praise God for the word that he put in me on today. I'm running through the city of Stockton, where I'm from, not where I live currently, looking at some buildings and getting some prices on what they want me to do. But God even led me back down to the shelter, and I pitched before the manager there. I said, hey,
is it possible I can come in and teach here on a Tuesday night? Now, I had asked him originally for Thursday, but he said somebody just filled the Thursday night slot. So God said, oh, well, you ain't doing nothing on Tuesday. Inquire for Tuesday night. So he say he got to get back to his boss, but Tuesday night is open. And I'm like, okay, God, I ain't got to have a building. This is a building that you already got, already prepared, already paid for. And this was one of my prayers. I want a place to go and worship you where I ain't got to pay rent. Well, I can just go down to the shelter and teach for free. Ain't got to cost a dime. So I thank and praise God for being led by his mighty spirit. And I heard Prophet Davis talk about that power. Yeah, God say, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And God also said in his word, he said, it is I that giveth thee power to get wealth. And we all know, he said in his word in Hosea, that he said, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Well, we know knowledge is power. So I thank and praise God in this hour that he's equipping his people with the power. And of course, you definitely got to have that love. Without love, you can do nothing, because the songs say, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, it was love that lifted me. So I thank and praise God for him sending his son into this world, because he said in St. John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So if we're going to be saved today, we're going to be saved in only one name, and that's the name of Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful. That is so true. Amen, amen. We this year is winding now. Amen, amen. Let me go to Sister Verona. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How you doing today?
Blessed. God bless you. I'm
away
I'm having
from
a little problem hearing. And it's cold.
Yes.
But God is still good. He's
yes.
faithful. And I yesterday I was running around and I got the message late, but I was so, you know, got a lot of things to do. But I thank the Lord on today for waking me up another day, clothed in my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for food and raiment. I take nothing for granted today because God is so good.
Hallelujah.
I thank him for being able to get on the line today. And I'm just thanking him because I was thinking in my spirit and I was enjoying the testimonies that were going up. And I, as I'm listening, and I'm just going, thank the Lord, that is so true. It's so true. You know, God is just so faithful and he's so good. And I was thinking in my spirit of, you know, what this, you know, I don't even know where to begin.
All right.
To tell it like it is. I just don't even
much.
Know where to begin. And you know the song says, if I had, you know, a thousand tongues, I couldn't
thousand
even praise
tongues.
Him enough. Because he's so good, I don't even know where to begin. Because when I look back over my life.
Oh, glory.
Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your high name, Jesus. When I look back over my life,
yeah,
and I think it over,
hallelujah.
I know
hallelujah.
I've been
hallelujah.
I can't even praise him enough because he's been so good. When I was a little girl with scarlet fever, I got a bad connection here.
That's
but
that,
when
that
I
was
somebody
else. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, when I was a little girl with scarlet fever, God kept me, and he's brought me, and with the scarlet fever situation, so many things could have gone wrong, but God kept me. That was a little girl. Now, I'm not even beginning to even think. I mean, I can't even, from there to here, it's been so much until I cannot tell it all.
Mm.
He's kept me. He's been merciful to me. With new mercies, he's renewed every day, and none of us deserve it.
Ah, you know the most,
I thank him for his power. I thank him for his love. I thank him for the wisdom of God that he's bringing me through to and in my life. I mean, as we go, I was born, you know, in the way of Pentecost. And even in that I was taught and I understand that I got to know God for myself, that yeah. He was personal enough with me that I have got to be in relationship for myself with him. And
all
I
right.
just thank him. I thank him because he showed me, and as the word says, as you see the light, walk therein. And I was listening to the other men of God saying about the power of love and about my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And all of this, God just shows us his word is so true. And the one thing I will say today, and I'm going to say this, if I don't say anything,
hallelujah,
that the word of God is true.
Hey,
when I couldn't stand on nothing else, I could
yes.
stand on his word, that he's
and
faithful. He is
glory.
His word.
Jesus.
He keeps his word. And I thank him. And I'm excited for what's coming. I'm excited to learn and continue to learn and know God for myself. And I thank him today.
Thank you, Lord.
He's brought me through so much. Just brought me out of a season of sickness.
Yes.
That the enemy literally tried to destroy me in the last few years.
Hey, but God.
When I hear the word of God say, when the enemy would come in like a flood,
that's Bible. The Lord will raise up a
standard. He'll raise it up. If
yes,
I know
Lord.
For myself, he's
yeah.
risen. He's risen it up.
Thank you,
time
Jesus.
And time again.
I
thank him. David said it was good that I was afflicted. Oh, God, I thank
you. Come on, you preaching now.
Shut that in the most seat. Count it all joy.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. And I'm still standing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm still standing, and I'm
yes,
thanking
Lord.
For it. Because I know if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Would not be here in my sound mind. Yes, Lord. In my sound mind. Because I'm saying that because you don't know where I've been.
All right.
No, but God, where I've been.
Yes.
He's the only one know what he's kept me from, what he's brought me from, what he's brought me through. I know him. I know he's been there.
Hey,
when nobody was there. In the midnight hour. When I didn't know which way
we
to go.
Bless you.
He
hallelujah.
Was right there with me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord. I thank you today.
Been a mighty good God.
I praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it's not over yet, and I'm excited for what's coming.
Yes,
I ask you all just
to
continue
yes.
to pray my strength in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell
God,
you, you know, Lord, there's nobody like the Lord. We sing the song all the time, can't nobody do me like Jesus. John P.
Yes, Lord.
He wrote a song, say, you don't know my story. Hallelujah. We begin
you don't know
continue these testimonies. And, you know, it's always good to give glory and thanks to the Lord. It's always good. Hallelujah, for the scriptures say thy testimonies are sure. Hallelujah. We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We thank God for these testimonies. We thank God
for what he's doing in our lives. I tell you, people of God, if there ever was a time we need to stir up our pure mind by the way of remembrance, it is now. That's what we had in mind to do today, is to testify. But when I open up this Bible, and when the line opened up, the Lord said, go to the book of Acts and tell them they need power. Hallelujah.
That's right.
The power of love is strong. Amen. But the power of the Holy Ghost is even stronger.
That's right.
Amen. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can't love. Ah, glory to God.
That's right.
You have to have the power of the Holy Ghost before love can even be demonstrated. Hallelujah. How you going to love without the Holy Ghost? Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can talk about
it. Do it.
Demonstrate it through your action. But you better get the, you better make sure you got the Holy Ghost. Ah, when that was fire. Ah, Jeremiah says it was like fire shut up in my bones. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost today. I thank he said after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. After the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. So we can't operate in love without that power. Ah, hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hey, woo, glory.
Yeah,
it will lead and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. It will be the only witness that you need. Hey, amen. It will be that sword that you need. It'll be that helmet that you need. It'll be that breastplate that you need.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tied with the preparation of the gospel of peace. If you got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you can do like Jesus said. Amen. You have power to bind. You have power to loose. Hallelujah. You have power to lay hands on the sick. You have power to love. Oh,
all right.
God, I bless you today.
That's the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I look back, my Prophet Michael Lewis, and I'm just thinking about, hallelujah, hallelujah, just thinking about what God spoke in my spirit 3 years ago, huh? He said, I'm going to introduce you to some folks that you know not of. So don't you ever think you in it by yourself. Hallelujah. God got people that you know not of. Hey, glory to God. And after 2 years, we still on this line preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not my gospel, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is about his death. That's about his burial and his resurrection. Hallelujah. If you haven't been buried in his blood, hallelujah. If you haven't been buried in the blood of Jesus,
my Lord, my Lord,
I behoove you today. Hey, glory. To find a church that is preaching the unadulterated word of God, that is standing on the apostles' doctrine. Yeah, we ain't talking about no denominations. The apostles' doctrine is not a denomination. Hallelujah. That is the gospel. Oh, glory to God. That is the gospel.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what folks say. I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, or whatever you pronouncing to be, whatever you proclaiming to be, you better have the Holy Ghost.
Come on, come on.
You better have some power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be scandalized. You're going to be ostracized. Hallelujah. You're going to have some trials and some tribulations. Hallelujah. You might even get thrown in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, hey, that power stepped there in with you. Hallelujah, that power will arrive. Hey, hey, glory to God. I thank God for this power today. I know one thing. I couldn't have lived almost 30 years without this power. Hallelujah. I can't live right. I can't talk right. I can't think right. Hallelujah, without this power. Woo, hallelujah. I would have, David said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot, hallelujah, only imagine. Can you imagine what your life would be like without the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Sometimes with the Holy Ghost, we ready to throw in the towel. Sometimes with the Holy Ghost, we ready to look back. Hey, God has done too much for us, saints of God, for us to look back. God has done too much for us to give up on him now. Hallelujah. If there ever was a time we need some stick-to-itness, it is now. Because the day is drawing nigh. Hallelujah. We're living in the end time. Hey, I heard somebody say, I heard Bishop Jakes say on Sunday, in the last 60 days, four pastors have committed suicide. The pressure, hallelujah, the attack has intensified. The furnace has been turned up hotter. So what are we going to do? Are we going to stand for Christ? Somebody said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. It's time to take a stand. Hallelujah. It's time to tell people, holiness, hallelujah. God said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is so. Either we going to live holy or we going to live like the enemy. Amen. We going to call ourselves righteous, and we going to begin to govern ourselves by ourselves. And the Bible says, he that govern himself by himself, he's not wise. You can't take counsel with yourself. He said in the multitude of counselors, there's an S on that. So that's more than one person. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. We got to counsel with somebody, people. Hallelujah. We gotta look to somebody. Look to Jesus. But again, you got to submit yourself to someone. Someone God has given authority. Somebody God has in position to watch for your soul. Who's watching for your soul? Woo, God, I'm resting my case. I thank you all today for these testimonies. Amen. And we're going to continue on. For the rest of this month, we're talking about a time of reflection. We're celebrating the second year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. We have reached over 66,000 listeners. That means at some time or another, I don't care if it was Prophet Michael Davis, I don't care if it was Prophet Michael Lewis, I don't care if it was Liberal Democrat, Prophetess Darlene Davis, Sister Verona, Sister Ruby, my sister Dawn, myself, I don't care who it has been. There has been a word from the Lord. And any time, and I'm boasting in the God that I serve, because one thing about God, his promises are yea and amen. His promises are sure. And when one leaves, God will send somebody else with a word in their mouth. A word in their mouth to be able to help somebody. When people come on this line, they're calling in to hear a word. They're calling in for us to demonstrate some love, for us to encourage them. They don't come on this line because they don't have nothing else to do. People are hungering and thirsting after righteousness' sake. So we have to keep this line open. We have to preach and teach the gospel, whether we feel it or whether we don't. Somebody's tuning in to hear words. This year. Line open, so I'm going to have to cut y'all lines down. I'm hearing some static. Amen. So we're going to cut the lines off. But I'll open them back up if anybody have a closing remark, anything else. If God has given you a word to say to anybody on the line, again, we thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your support. We thank God for you tuning in. Anybody on the chat room, Sister Ruby? Thank God for Sister Ruby has been so diligent and has been so faithful. And to this line and opening up this switchboard, and we certainly thank God for it. Did you have Anything to say, Sister Ruby? Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just been a blessing to hear everybody's testimonies. Just truly anointed the words that came forth. You know, there's always a rhema word, and the Lord has sent it through testimony, each and every one of us. So I just thank Jesus Christ for the broadcast today as far as all week long. So pray my strength in the Lord. Prophet Michael Davis, good seeing you on the line. God bless
you. Sister Ruby, you my prayer partner. Keep praying for me. We know God is hearing and answering your prayer.
Oh, no, okay.
Look, I just want to encourage you. Not that man is not important, but don't listen to man. Listen to God. If God tell you to pray for me, even if I tell you stop praying, don't listen to me.
All right.
Because God's will is going to be accomplished in the earth. And I'm more encouraged and excited than ever before that as we go into 2014, God is about to do a new thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
2014, God is about to do a new thing. And watch this. The Holy Ghost just dropped this in my spirit. You cannot put new wine in old wineskins. You must put new wine, that's that Holy Ghost you're talking about, in new wine skins.
Amen.
Uh-huh. In other words, you can't try to go back over and take an old thing and put it in the new thing that God's going to do. He said, behold, all things have become new.
All right.
So you got to take the new wine and put it into new bottles or new vessels or new wine skins. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. People try to take the old thing and bring it into the new thing. You know how some people do. Abraham tried to do it with Lot. He tried to take Lot, which was an old thing, a part of his past, and bring it into the future, and it didn't work. What happened? He ended up getting in trouble, and his daughters created the tribe of the Moabites. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take that which God ordains and bring it into what God had said he will cause it to become. Other than that, it will become a work of the flesh. And a work of the flesh is cursed. Because if you look at Cain and Abel, you'll see that Cain tried to offer God something. He offered it to him, but God rejected it. And then a jealous spirit came up in him. A jealous spirit came up in him, and he began to hate his own brother because his brother had the true anointing while he had an anointing after the flesh. So the Bible says that because he was of the flesh, he offered something that God rejected. His brother Abel offered something that God accepted. He became jealous of him. His heart, what was in him, became exposed. So then he began to hate his brother in his heart. And so therefore he slew him. That's why the Bible says if you have any hatred in your heart, you're a murderer.
Okay.
My God. So that's why I talked about love. That's why I talked about the love of God. That's why I talked about the love. And I am aware that you have to have the Holy Ghost. But a lot of people have tongues, but they don't have love. They'll have tongues and cuss you out. They'll have tongues, talk about you behind your back. They'll have tongues and speak evil against you. But when you got the true Holy Ghost, you got love in your heart. You can't hate nobody. You can't hate them. Why? Because the love is so deep down on the inside of you. All you can do is say, well, look, you may hate me, but I still love you. Glory to God. That's the true Holy Ghost. Because the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love. You can have a tongue, but everybody that's speaking a tongue, it ain't of the Holy Ghost. We know that because the devil imitate the tongue. My kobo shatai. The devil can imitate the tongue, but the devil can never imitate love. Woo! My God, y'all done got me fired up here.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all done got me fired up here.
All right now, Holy Ghost.
So I just give God the glory for it because, see, this is what's going to keep us in the last days. what's going to keep us in the last day is walking in that authority of the love of God, and that's what's going to make it, because people are going to offend us. They're going to lie on us. They're going to cheat. They're going to do all kind of stuff against us. But when you got the love of God, that's what's going to keep you. That's what's really going to show you who's who, because the devil can't do that.
Amen, amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody else before we close?
God bless you, Bible prophet.
I hear you. I hear you.
And anybody else with some last words, Prophet Darlene?
Praise the Lord. I just enjoyed the program. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to get stirred up again. I just thank God for the power of God. God bless
amen,
you.
Amen, amen. We're going to go and have Prophet, we're going to go and have Liberal Democrats to dismiss us. Let me go and see if my sister can have words. She may be at work. Amen. Dawn?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bless the Lord. Do you have a testimony?
I have one, but right now I cannot give you one because I'm driving right now.
All right. Well, God bless you. We love you. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Liberal Democrat in heaven. Thank God for seeing Prophet Michael Lewis on the line today, too. I know he's in school through the week, so we God bless you. Thank God for him. Thank God for my cousin, Verona. God bless you, Ronnie. Prophetess Darlene. We saw Sister Patrice on the line, Prophet Davis on the line. Amen. We're going to go to the man of God. We're going to continue this discussion for the rest of the week. Other than Friday with Pastor Edward Hamilton, who will be on Friday for Provoke Friday. But we're going to continue talking about the goodness of Jesus on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Can you dismiss us with a word of prayer?
Amen, amen, amen. Remember to follow the ministry's Twitter page. It's at New Destiny 54. Amen. If you got a Twitter page, amen, put the word out. Amen. The ministry is up online now at New Destiny 54 on Twitter. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, God, we thank you right now, God, for those that are on this phone, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God, for getting through 2 years, oh God. Hallelujah for all the listeners, oh God, for all that are being touched, oh God. We thank you for every gift that's on this phone, for every gift that's in every individual, God. We pray you continue to activate these gifts on this line, God. Continue to activate the gifts in every soul that call in, oh God. Hallelujah. And those, oh God, that is in the hospital right now, God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, right now for divine health, oh God. Those, oh God, that, oh God, got sicknesses, oh God, in them. Those that got bad news, oh God, that were given diagnosis, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We know that you are able, God. Hallelujah, God. And we pray right now, God, coming together, God, in this corporate prayer, God. Hallelujah, oh God, that, oh God, you said where there are two or three gathered in your name, God. We touch and agree, God. Hallelujah, that you interrupt those assignments that have been coming against the saints right now, God. Hallelujah. Name by name, those assignments have been, oh God, coming against their finances. Those assignments that have been coming against, oh God, their health. Those assignments that have been coming against their gifts, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We come right now, God, asking, oh God, that the angel, God, oh God, will come right in that home, oh God. We'll go in that prison, oh God. We'll go, oh God, in that prayer group, God, that congregation, God, that home, oh God, and interrupt each assignment, God, that's coming against them right now, God. We pray this prayer right now, God, that, oh God, you will protect, oh God, the overseer, God, from any backlash, oh God, for any retaliation, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that the adversary will send away, oh God, because we know that she's just bursting, oh God, some things in us, oh God, on this line, God. We pray you cover her, God. Remember Sister Ruby, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. But can you, oh God, as she prays with us, oh God, as she prays for this ministry, God, she covers this ministry, God. Hallelujah. As she pours into it, God, cover her home, oh God. Cover her ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, they will continue to be able to pour in us as they intercede for each and every soul on this phone, God. Name by name, those that we don't even know yet, God. Those unspoken requests, God. Ask, oh God, that the hair on our head is numbered, God. Hallelujah. You know, oh God, right now, God. God, you know, God. Somebody on this line, oh God. Lord, saying that, God, you know. Hallelujah, God, that he is going to do a thing right now. We speak it, oh God, in your name, God. Hallelujah, we decree and declare, God, that each and every prayer, God, on this phone line, God, that we believe, oh God, that we speak out of our mouth, will be done, God. We speak it in your name right now, not by power nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, oh, God, bring us back to the appointed place of the appointed time. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. And those of you that have ministered on this line, you go on YouTube, you can see some of your messages. A liberal Democrat have already downloaded. So if you've spoken on this line, you can go to YouTube and listen to your line. Even he had Verona on there from the Praise-a-thon. So we thank God for that. Amen. God bless you all. Continue to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Pray that God's will be done, and pray that God will certainly strengthen her and lift her up. Amen. I'm going to have it on my mind today to give her husband a call today, so I'll give you all a report on tomorrow. But continue to pray. We're winding down with this 21-day fast. Somebody say Sunday. Sunday you'll be released to go and sit at your table with your Christmas feast and whatever, and then we're going to come back on it in January. Amen. So God has been blessing us. I don't know about you all, but he has been blessing me through this 21-day fast, and I'm excited about it. Amen. I'm going to try to do this a little more regular. Amen. I feel good down in my spirit, my physical man, my everything just is coming in line. I tell you, you feel so much better when you begin to purify yourself and cleanse yourself and really just look to the Lord for everything that you have need of. So we thank you. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless you all. Have a great day. We're going to close out with John P. Key. You don't know my story. Where is it? Amen. You don't know my story. God bless you.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the
things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that
fail. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance is. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you, my faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God, because even though I'm not perfect, my deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony.
Through my testimony.
That I overcome.
Yeah.
I've been set free. bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life is favor upon me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God,
you love me.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous. God is my story.
Life is
favor
upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
Yeah. and by your grace I'm still here. You held me together, God, you pulled me through. I'm so glad your grace, that's why I'm still here. I almost destroyed my whole life, but your wouldn't let me go.
God pulled me through.
Oh, you're amazing grace. Yeah, you held me
together
when I didn't know.
God pulled me through.
How I was gonna make it.
Okay, God bless. See y'all tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Closing out. Oh.